This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
And you're listening to Vectis Radio. It's 14 minutes past three. And on the line with me, I should have Christopher Somerville. Are you there, Christopher?
Yes. Hello, James. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. I should introduce Christopher. Christopher is the walking correspondent for the Times newspaper. Christopher, you've written, I think, nearly 40 books, haven't you, in all?
I think so. I never quite count, but something along those lines.
And you're going to be over on the Isle of Wight for the Literary Festival on Friday, because we're on stage together. I'm going to be interviewing you about this wonderful book you've written called The January Man.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that.
No, it's going to be fantastic. I went away, actually, to Spain and read it while I was in Spain.
Did you?
And it was a revelation. I've never read a book about walking before, because most of your books are about sort of going on walks and
yes.
How to get from A to B, in that sort of Wainwright sort of sense. But this is a much more personal story, isn't it?
It is, yes. I really enjoyed writing it, and it gave me a chance to look back over sort of my life and childhood and adulthood, and also about my father too, and the way we grew up. And I grew up in the 1950s, when you were basically expected to be out of doors all
yes.
day, every day.
Yeah.
And it was great to be able to look back over past walks I'd done.
And the book is based on a song, isn't it?
The January Man. It's by Dave Goulder, but famous. It's been recorded by Martin Carthy and June Tabor and Christy Moore and all sorts of eminent singers. It's a beautiful song that tells the story of a year. Each line is a different month, so I simply took each line and hung the peg of the succeeding months in the January in my book on those lines.
Well, that's a fantastic idea. I mean, I had never heard the track before, but to get ready for today and for Friday, I've heard many versions of it, actually.
Have
and
you heard the Martin Carthy version?
I have, yes.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? He really sings that so well.
He does. I'm going to be playing, after we've finished, the version by Damn the Bard. I don't know whether you've heard that one.
And
that's... Whoops. I don't know who that is. It's certainly not me. Yeah, it probably is, isn't it? Just going back to that, I mean, your father was in GCHQ, wasn't he?
Oh, that.
So perhaps they're getting their own back.
yes, he was in GCHQ, yeah.
Yeah, and it's something, obviously, that he couldn't talk about at the time. So as well as going on these walks through the year, you kind of explore his life and your life together from being a young lad who doesn't really know much about what his dad is doing.
Didn't know anything at all.
Yeah, and then you get to this stage, I think, in your early teens when you sort of start reading James Bond, and you might have some sort of questions at that stage.
Yes, I knew that he wasn't Bond, because, for one thing... he didn't make love to many women at the same time. He didn't drink vodka martinis, shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
He didn't have a 3-inch scar down his face. But I knew that there's something secret about what he did. But if you asked him, all he replied was the standard reply of, I'm a civil servant,
yeah.
which could mean anything.
Yeah, and gradually, through a love of walking together, you get to bond over Theakston's Old Peculiar and It's really nice in the way in the book, you know, you go from month to month and you and your father are getting a little bit older and you can see that you're getting sort of closer to each other.
That's right. And in fact, as you, my dad died 10 years ago, or 12 years ago now, as your own parents get older, you find that your role is slowly reversed. Perhaps you discovered this yourself.
Yes, I did.
You know, you become that cliche, you know, the child is father to the man. You do become, to some extent, father to the man and the woman. And it's very touching, and it also makes you stand back and gives you a bit of perspective
yes.
on them and on yourself.
It's funny, isn't it, the way that men can only really bond with each other when they're doing something.
My
wife always thinks it's funny because I've got a friend who lives in Singapore and sometimes in Australia, and when we speak on the phone, all we speak about is facts, and she says, no emotions at all. And I think... yeah, what you did with your father was you went on these long walks and gradually, on the walks themselves and then in pubs, after a couple of pints, he would open up a little bit, wouldn't he?
Yes. One thing, perhaps we'll explore this on Friday, but one thing that I've found is that if you're walking with somebody, you're not confronting them because you're not face-to-face, you're side-by-side.
Yes.
So you're not reading all that body language and all the facial expressions and so on, which in the past have infuriated you or frightened you or inhibited you.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking out to the landscape, the birds, the flowers, the trees, the hills. It's something very simple, but it's also something very profound.
Yes.
That you're able to communicate better that way. And, of course, just the act of walking and, you know, the body chemicals that it releases and so on. I don't know much about the physiology of it, but I'm convinced that, you know, good stuff happens, to put it crudely, in the body and brain.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It helps you open up.
Do you find that...
It's all right.
I don't know what's happening here, but... I'm sorry, I think that's gone, which is good.
That was the KGB.
I think it is.
How extraordinary. You're talking about bonding.
And exactly. Is there a correct way to walk, Christopher? Because
No.
Some people say that, you know, you should take in everything around you. Other people say, listen, you've got to walk and just sort of think about whatever comes into your mind. You don't think there's a correct way?
No, there isn't a correct way. How could there be? I mean, each, you know, a walk is individual to the person, the mood you are, the weather, where you are, the associations you have with that place and so on. No, I think it's, you know, you set off for a walk, and the great walking writer John Hillaby had a good phrase, which was the skull cinema.
Yes, I read that a number of times.
Skull cinema, and you watch these little one-reel films inside your mind, and they take you to all sorts of places. No walk for me is ever the same as any other walk. I don't set out feeling I've got to click into correct walking mode.
Yeah.
I just start, having done a bit of research perhaps beforehand, and just let it come in.
But if there's no correct way of walking, there is such a thing as the correct boots, because I think you started off when you were 15 with the wrong boots, didn't you?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, they were called Felchuen. Anybody who suffered Felchuen will know what I mean. They were made from iron-hard oxen. And anyway, they messed up my feet good and proper.
And I think you've still got the scars.
Like my father, I've always had sensitive feet.
Yeah.
But I have discovered, you know, I won't advertise because it's the BBC, but I've discovered a pair of boots that do actually do the job.
Now, you're coming over to the Isle of Wight, and you're going to get a little bit of walking in. What's your favourite walk here?
Well, there's so many beautiful walks, and also the Isle of Wight has really made a tremendous effort to promote its walking and to improve it over the last 20 years. I mean, it's astonishing. You know, there's a great walking festival and so on.
Exactly.
I'm full of admiration for that.
Yeah.
I think if you had to, you know, if you were beamed down, Scotty, and put on one particular place, I suppose it would be the walk from Freshwater Bay to Totland Bay, along the along Tennyson Down.
Oh, it's beautiful,
because it's
isn't
so
it?
Dramatic.
Yes,
and there's so much of interest there. And then you come when you come down off the down into Totland Bay, you have those fabulous coloured cliffs.
Yes, exactly.
So if the sun's shining and it's the evening, so you've got the light from the west.
Yeah,
it's absolutely brilliant.
And then if you go up onto Hedden Warren, it's a whole new landscape as well. We're very lucky on the island, actually, having so many different topographies. Really, it's sort of like England in miniature.
You are, and it's too late in the season now, but I was delighted to find on Bembridge Down a whole sheet of bee orchids.
Yes,
they are pretty rare. You know, you don't often see a bee orchid. So I just spotted one and sort of went, God, it's a bee orchid! And there's another, and another, and another. And there must have been 1,000.
And the other amazing thing, of course, is the red squirrels.
Yes, the red squirrels, exactly. You haven't had that curse of the greys.
No.
Which are spreading their small their squirrel pox and their disgusting habits all over the rest of the country.
Exactly.
But keep them out, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, we will do. Well, look, we're really looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Tickets are still available. We're going to be in the ballroom at 3:30 on Friday afternoon in Northwood House in Cowes. And tickets are available on the website for the Literary Festival, which is isleofwightliteraryfestival.com. Please do come along. I can't recommend this book highly enough. It's sort of really... it really packs a punch emotionally, actually. I was almost in tears at the end because I think you've hit a raw nerve here about sons' relationships with their fathers.
Particularly maybe people of our generation, well, I don't know what your generation is, but my generation, late 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people didn't really manage to connect with their fathers, and the war was responsible for that, but also just the way men were then.
Exactly. Well, we'll hear more about it on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't think you're going to be able to hear this version of The January Man, but I'll bring it on my phone on Friday hear it. I think the KGB will probably intercept it at your end. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us, Christopher.
Okay.
And
okay.
See you on Friday. Thank you. Bye-bye. www.vectisradio.com